Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. It is possible to have a blessed day. I'm so happy this morning to have you again in my morning show. I'm very happy to have you. Good morning. Good morning, all my friends all over the world. Thank you for fellowshipping with me in my radio show today. But there's something I want to let you know that will be able to mold your life this year, 2016, and from there you can use it all through. I know you woke up this morning, maybe in the right side of the bed. Some people must have woke up this morning in what they call hangover, maybe getting drunk of last night, or of a deal of yesterday, playing yesterday. However you wake up this morning, I want you to understand it is possible for you to have a blessed day. And how does it work? You have responsibility of your life. So what I want to speak this morning to you is take charge of your destiny. You have just a short time to live on this earth. I can remember those days in the Bible. They say, some people live 100, 800 years, 500 years, 300 years. Yeah, those were the people who live all that years. But I'll be very real with you, or be frank with you, that you will not live forever on this earth when it's talking about this time. Someday, you will leave this earth to somewhere else. And the unknown is what we are talking about. The unknown. You will leave this place to the unknown. But this is where you know now. The earth is where you know now. You got to walk quickly. You got to act quickly. You got to plan. You got to have your strategy. You got to make it. If you don't know how to make a strategy, look for someone who is a professional to help you. A professional one that will plan your life for you if you can't plan your life. Do you understand? I met someone some time ago. He was gloomy. You know, he was acting as if everything was working out very good. He was working in a place where he dealt on paycheck by paycheck. That was what he has. He was a star at that period. Because any time he comes back with his car, with everything he has, everybody will be so happy with him. They want to be his friend. He was shining, but inside him he was not. Inside, outside, he was looking too or very, very good. He was a star. He eats whatever I want to eat at that time. He takes any girl he wants to take. Listen attentively. You got to take charge of your destiny. Your destiny is not just living in a mediocre life. God created you well to excel in this life. Success is what we are talking about. Jumping from one person to another, jumping from one woman to another, jumping from all this life, it doesn't help. Jumping from one job to another, jumping from one thing to another, it doesn't help. It is time for you to have focus in life. Have focus in life and know this is the life you have. The life you have now is the one you have. That one you are bringing now. Because a lot of some people take life for granted. They don't plan it well. And at the end, they regret about it. And when they regret about it, it turns into frustration. It's time for you to put down your leg. Sit down and begin to plan how you want your life to be. Come down from that valley of decisions. It's time for you to begin to cut down those your friends that are wasteful. This man, I know him very well. But the time comes. He lost that job. That job that looked so cute, so good. He lost it. And because he lost it, he delved into frustration. After delving into frustration, he got sick. After getting sick, he died. Because he became so poor that he can't even buy anything. And nobody wants to be close to him because he was so rude. When he looks as if he has this pain, he was so rude to everybody. because he wants to see himself at the top and rejecting people who he thinks are not valuable to him. That is why you begin to value people in this life. Do you understand? If you want to have a blessed day, these are things I'm putting down for you. It is time for you to begin to understand that being on earth is a reason. That's why Ecclesiastes 3 says this. I used to be in that kind of aspect, running around, wanting to do everything and all those stuff. I'm telling you, it is nothing. Solomon said it is vanity upon vanity. You keep on running around, keep on want to be master of everything, you want to become this of everything. My friend, it is time for you to calm down. Begin to plan. You need to be a man and woman that has goals. What do you want to achieve and what do you want to make out in this life? Then you begin to walk by faith, knowing that you are not, you didn't create yourself, that there's God who created you. He will bring all things to pass in your life if only you can put down, become a responsible person by putting down your goals and plans in life. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. Now begin today to take charge of your destiny. If you want to be a footballer, stick everything you have on becoming a footballer. If you want to be a writer, stick everything you have to be a writer. If you want to be an engineer, that is all what you want to be. Stick to it. Be focused. Look for one thing at a time to do. Do you understand? Reject every act of poverty, everything that is an enemy to the success of your life. Reject it now. No, you should reject it. Reject those friends that you know will never be anything for you. Look, you can still be friends with them, but don't walk with them. Don't do anything with them. Pull them out. When you are at the top, you can bring them with you. Because there are people in this life that wants to drag you down. Even it means for you to relocate. Listen, there are people that glitter. They look so glittering. They look so good. But they may not be for you. There are certain things you are doing that may not be for you. Do you understand? Open your eyes. He said, whatever that you know that has place, whatever that you know that has that virtue, whatever you know that is honest, he said, think of those things. That is what a great man, a great writer in the Bible says. Do you understand? Begin to choose your friend. Begin to choose those friends that is ready to join with you in mastermind. And then you begin to act on faith. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Napoleon Hill says in his book, Think and Grow, he said, if you think you are beaten, you are. He said, if you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it is almost certain you won't. If you think you lose, you lose. For out in the world we find success. Out in the world we find success begin with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are at class, you are at class. If you think you are at class, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win in a prize. Life battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. So it's not because sometimes you may have all the potentials on it. Dwell inside of you. Sometimes you may be a guy with creative thinking. You may be a guy who has every weapon, everything to win. But there's something you need to understand that will happen. You must believe that you can make it in this life. No matter the age, no matter, not allow those fear of age, fear of death, fear of all these things. But you need to understand you don't have all the time on earth. You have to have the will to make it in this life. When I used to travel to different countries, ministry, or go travel to different countries on mission, travel to speaking to people, making them to grow up. I want you to understand, it was the will. You got to have the will to win. You got to say, I can. It is possible. Are you listening to me, friend? You got to do something. You got to think big and dream big. You got to do something high. You got to say, look, I don't have all the time on earth. I got to do this. Whether you fail, that is not your business. You fail to rise, not fail to be there. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at the condition and get angry with it. When you're angry with that situation that you are, how will bring more light to another open door? You got to be angry with the situation that is not favorable, that doesn't accompany with blessing. You got to be angry, even if it's in relationship. Even when you're in a relationship and you see it's not working out. You see your partner, the person you believe that's supposed to be in support with you, man, you got to be angry. Be angry with everything that is negative, that is opposite your dreams. Be angry with it. Be angry with every friend that is opposite your dreams. It's time for you to begin to select. You know, when you talk about any wheat, then there are things you need to select. Or you go to the farm, you see weeds. You got to take out those weeds and throw it in the shaft. Throw it in the fire. Put it there. Put it in the fire. Let the fire burn it. Do you understand? It's time for harvest. Harvest time is the time for you to select those good ones and throw away those things that are not good. It's not all books you need to read now. There are books that doesn't connect with your vision, that doesn't connect with your dream, that doesn't connect with your goal. Throw away those type of books. Read the ones that you know that is connected to your dreams. Go to people. Join organizations that is connected. It's not every church you need to go. It's not every people you need to connect with. There are people you connect with. They are there to use you and bring you down. I want you to be in the same state. You go to people that wants to raise you as a leader, that wants to raise you to also be at the top, not people that wants you to just be followers. Do you understand? I'm about to finish up for this morning. Can you just listen to this, please, again, what Napoleon here says? He says, if you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it is almost certain you won't. If you think you lose, you lost. For out in the world we find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. It's all in the state of your mind. Your will to succeed. You say within yourself, even as you're sleeping on your bed, I will make it no matter what. No matter what, no matter the level, I will make it. Is it easy to climb a mountain? No. I will climb this mountain. Even if I'm tired, I will still climb. Is it easy to lose weight? No. I will lose this weight no matter what it costs me. Listen. If you want to win, or if you want to do something, if you want to achieve something, it doesn't cost you something, it means it is nothing. It means it is worthless. Ask any great man, he will tell you. Ask any great man, he will always tell you that for them to be great, it will always cost you something. What do you want to achieve? Does it cost you nothing? No. It will cost you something. So even climbing a mountain is not easy. But you can always say, yes, I will climb to the top. Mount Everest wasn't easy to climb. But this great man said, I will climb. I will be the first to climb to that top. It is the will. Where is your will to make it? Where is your will to where is your will to have a good marriage? Where is your will to become a successful business? Where is your will to become a successful manager? Where is that will? Everything is the will. People who made it through the will. People like Thomas Edison. People like Wright Brothers. People like Henry Ford. People like all these great men. They did what? It was the will they had that made them to be able to invent something. Look at someone like Thomas Edison, about 1,000 experiments. The world is researching. He found it almost 1,000. When I want 10,000 experiments, but still he didn't give up. He kept on moving on. Do you understand? We must never give up. We must never quit. But it is only losers that quit. Winners never quit, because they still believe that they will reach at the top. They live with that will that they will make it to the top, no matter how much time they fail. They see failure differently from others. They see failure as a springboard to their success. They see failure that in failure there's a seed of benefits. That when they fail, they will reflect back. You don't win. Just looking forward. No, you don't win just looking at the future. You win when you reflect on the back and say, what did I not do well? And then you fix it. So great men or people of great minds believe that failure is a good thing, that it's not bad because it helps them to know more. Do you understand? Friend, you got to take charge of your destiny. You gotta take charge of how it will cost you. Sometimes you break the rules to take charge. The rules that says you will never move forward. The rule that comes every day to weigh you down brings sadness into your life. It's time for you to move forward. It wasn't so easy even for Jesus. It wasn't so easy for David. It wasn't so easy for all these great people. It wasn't so easy for them. But they still move forward. Have you fallen down today? Arise and move forward. A great prophet said, rejoice not, O my enemy, do I fall, I shall rise again. You need to rise. Winners rise, winners fall, even 7 times or even 20 times, but they still rise again. Can you remember the story of Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods failed because of his mistakes. The whole world said he will never come back again. But this guy came back. And when he came back, he didn't fall all that flat upon all he wasted. But he still came back and people still love him. Because there was something God places inside his life, that gift. People will follow what you have. There's something they don't have. You have it. And they will follow you. And how do you do this? You got to take charge. When you don't take charge of your destiny, people will never follow you. So my last advice for you is this. If you think you are at class, you are. You've got to think high to rise. That's what Napoleon Hill says in his book, Think and Grow Rich. If you've got to be sure of yourself before, you can ever win a prize. Life's battle don't always go to the stronger or faster man. The race is not for the swift, not the battle for the strong, but it is God that showeth mercy. And when they say showeth mercy, it means there's something that is placed inside of your life, inside of you, that will take you to the top. So you have to act. Napoleon Hill says, life battle don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. The man who wins thinks he can. You should always say, I can do all things. The man who wins will always say, I can do all things, I can do all things. And it's a man that has plans and goals. It's a man or woman that is of purpose. That knows he didn't come into the earth just like that. He came into the earth for a purpose. Either to define this earth by some certain things that have not been able to be interpreted. Moses came and interpreted his own. Moses came with the laws of life, the laws. He came with the Torah. But there were people, they were being placed to interpret what Moses saw. But when Jesus came, he's also interpreted his own. Because every of these great people has their time. When he came, he interpreted the Torah. He makes it to understand this thing was written because of the having of the heart. That was what Jesus said. But I want you to understand, God has brought you in a new chapter to interpret the laws of life. And the only way you can interpret it is for you to take charge of your destiny. You don't mind people when you are in the right side of your destiny. It's not everybody that will accept you. It's not everybody. We have about how many billions of people on this earth? Man, after God, they said it was 11 billion. Now it must have increased. You don't want everybody to like you. Do your thing in your own way. Do your thing. Let that small voice that is speaking to you, the one that motivates or inspire you to move forward. When that small voice speaks, act immediately, friend. You understand? You don't have all the time on this earth. You see people come today, you see people go tomorrow. And you're going to be surprised. And still bed, a child that wants to come into this world, some people don't even make it. You see a child of 6 months who die. You see someone of 5 years, 40 years, 30 years, 25 years, they go. You see someone today, you don't see the person tomorrow again. Why do you want that? Why do you want those potentials to be in the grave? It is time for you to use what God has put inside of you to act. Don't you think you may become, maybe you were meant to become one of the senators of a time. Maybe you were meant to become one of the great people of a time, like people like Moses, people like Mandela, all those people. Maybe because you are just holding it inside of you. Maybe you are waiting for someone to help you. But I want you to understand, you got to act, you got to do it, you got to take risk and act. You gotta take risks and act. Don't mind failure. When you fail, it is not the end of life. What will be your legacy? What will be your legacy when you leave this earth? You got to do something. Create anything. Even if it means for you to knock door to door and go and say, do it. Rise up and act. Do something, my friend. And you can only do this. You can only succeed if you can say, I can. I can do all things through my Creator. Through the one that created me into this world. Through the one that gave you the power. Anything that wants to stop you from moving forward is not for you. So you got to fight against it. It's time for you to wrestle like Jacob wrestled with the angel. He said, if you don't bless me, I will never leave you. That is how you got to make it in this life. You said, I will make it no matter what. Are you here with me, friend? I know you are listening to me. It's time for you to rise and shine. And the only way you can arise and shine, just always believe that even when you try to rise, you have storms of life friction. Sometimes you fall. They rise up again. Fall and rise. Even as you're climbing the mountain, you may get weak on your legs. Stop a little bit. Drink a little water and start moving again. Start climbing that mountain that will lead you to your promised land. That mountain that will lead you to your success. Have you fallen how many times? Even if it's 100 times, keep on trying. At last, you win. Winners never quit. Winners never give up. My good friend, my big friend, a very good mentor said, tough times will never last, but tough people do. Tough time will never last, but tough people do. Are you among the tough people in this time? I'm telling you, tough people do. Be tough. Be bold. Be strong. Be bold and beautiful. Move on with life. Do you understand? Rise from that bed as I will do something. Some of you are good. Someone may be good. They are just what is meant for you is dancing. Dance. Someone may be there just for talking. Talk. Be a talker. And that is where your blessings come. Someone may be just clapping hands. Clap, clap, clap. Look, don't allow anybody to talk you down. Because you have something inside of you in which nobody has. Yeah, I stop here today. I will see you tomorrow by 10 a.m. I'm telling you, this year is your year. But you got to operate with this wisdom, with this faith of I can. Can you say to yourself, I can? Can you say to yourself at least 7 times, I can, I can, I can, I can. Say it 7 times, and I'm telling you, you can make it. You can make it. You can do it. You can do it. Because there's a spiritual force, a spiritual power. There's this that dream of the supernatural that's ready to back you up. So you must have that strong will that you are not alone. You are not alone. You were created into this earth for a purpose. Begin to write down your plans and single it down. Bring it down. Make it simple. You understand what I'm telling you? You can make it in a short time. May you be blessed. May you be uplifted. May your dreams come to pass. May you never suffer hunger. May you never beg. May those people that were meant to bless you, to help you reach at the top, may they come today in your life. I love you. I value you. And I see you as a great person, a great man and woman full of potentials in this. And I will see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you fellowship with me. Have a blessed day. It is possible to have a blessed day. Bye for now.